thousands in a day.
Blog Talk Radio. Line muted.
And so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on, step out on faith on God. Believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit for serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God, amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk up right for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible says he won't withhold Isaiah 55. He won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen.
that you brought me through. And everything I survive is all because of you. I'm grateful for you.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, everyone, on Facebook Live and online this morning. I pray that you, each one, had a blessed week. Because you have Jesus in your life, your life was blessed. And I just thank you, him, for another day. And I just thank you for each and every one of you this morning in the service, in the building this morning. Thank you for being here to worship with us this morning. Thank you, Lord. So now we will have a scripture by Sister Katisa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll be reading from Psalm 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence, singing. Know ye the Lord, he is God. He is that has made us and not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter to his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise.
Amen.
Amen.
May Lord have a blessing to the reading and to hearing of his word. And we have prayer about Heather Priebus. Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for allowing us to come together in your name on today. You stand with two or more gathered in your name, you are in the place. But we thank you, Lord, for feeding us on this today, Lord. We just ask that your Holy Spirit move in a mighty way as it always does. And we thank you, Lord, for the revelation, the wisdom, and the knowledge you're about to drop into our hearts, minds, and souls. And we want to bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And we want to praise you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
God, all by
yes, Lord.
And we love you, praise you, and we
magnify
you.
Yes.
In Jesus' name,
thank you,
Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that prayer, Elder Prevost. I just want each and someone. I lost my auntie like yesterday, and my cousin the week before, and they both live in Detroit, and you know, and I just. But she had dementia real bad, and she was on hospice still. And my uncle, he's 94 years old. They've been married a long time, you know. So, but I just pray for the Gooden family this yeah. morning. To keep them him in prayer, his children this morning. I just thank you for that. Oh, how wonderful it is, it's to know that he is mine and I am his. Oh, how wonderful it is, it's to know that he is mine and I am his. I don't have to worry about the things of men. All I have to do is trust him and believe in what he said. I can call him in the morning. I can call him in the middle of the night. Ooh. It doesn't matter how big the problem might be. Jesus said that he'll take care of me. He promised, Jesus said, he'll take care of me. He promised, oh, how marvelous it is. Just to know that he is mine, I am his. Oh, how marvelous it is. Just to know that he is mine and I am his. I don't have to worry about the things of him. All I have to do is trust him and believe in what he says. I can call him in the morning. I can call him in the middle of the night. Ooh. It doesn't matter how big the problem might be. Jesus said that he'll take care of me. He promised. Jesus said that he'll take care of me. He promised. Jesus said that he'll take care of you. He promised. Jesus said that he'll take care of you. He promised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, how wonderful it is to know that he is mine and I am his. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just knowing that should make this take you out through days and weeks. To know that he is yours and you his. It's a point of turn towards them. But, you know, yes, we just thank you this morning for being wonderful in our lives this morning. So, you know, thank you, Lord Jesus. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. And yet I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you, I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. And yes, I praise you, I lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My mind, my heart, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our heart was filled with praise this morning, Lord Jesus. Our heart is filled this morning with praise, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And now we're going to turn to the hand of the pastor, Pastor Faith. Amen.
Praise God. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to give God another hand, praise. You know, Lord said if you praise him, amen, he'll be in our midst, amen. That God dwells in the midst of praise. And that is why we got to praise him. If we want God in our midst, amen, we're going to give praise to God. Amen. If you want, you know, whenever you want to change the circumstance in your life, you just start praising him, amen. You know, when you don't feel good, you start praising, amen. When things are not going right, then we start praising. You know, just get up. Sometimes just get up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And you will see how that when you give him praise, it'll be a mind change, amen. Your thoughts will change, amen. And the things that is around you will look different when you give a praise, amen. I want to thank God for that, amen. That is why we want to praise in the morning. See, praise changes the atmosphere of things, amen. You know, if your atmosphere feels dead and you get down to clapping your hand and get to praising God, amen, all of a sudden it'll change the atmosphere. Because God's presence, amen, if he dwells in the midst of praise, that means that his presence will come in our midst because we're giving praise to him. You know, sometimes praising God, when we praise God, it can be just a simple thing, you know. Sometimes you don't have to do all these deep things, amen, in order to get God to move. Sometimes we can do the simplest of things, amen, like just clapping your hands and just saying hallelujah, amen. Come on, y'all, put your hands together. Amen, amen. That's all it takes sometimes, amen. God can't lie, and because God can't lie, amen, and if he said, if you praise me, I'll steal the enemy, amen. I'll steal your enemy. And, you know, sometimes when you're fighting your enemy, all it took for Israel to win some of the battles that they fought, all it took was them just be said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, amen, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. And when they start giving praise and singing praise unto God, amen, God steal the enemy, amen. God fought their battle, amen, because we recognize, what, the battle is not ours, but who? The battle belongs to the Lord, amen. Praise God. And so when your enemy is sitting on your chest sometimes, you know, when I say sitting on your chest, when the enemy is trying to hold you down sometimes, sometimes you just got to give out and give a praise. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. Amen. He's been good to me, and I want to give him praise because all that he has done, I want him to keep doing it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All that he has done for you, if you want to keep doing it, praise him for it. Amen. You know how we are, you know, today. Even when we are here, when somebody gives us something, you know, and you praise that person for what they gave you, they give you more. That's just the way it is, amen. And then if we would do that, how much so would God do for us, amen, to those who would give him praise, amen, for those who will lift up his name. It's about lifting up the Lord, amen. It's about lifting up the Lord, amen. And whatever we're doing, we lift up God in the midst of our situation. We lift up God in the midst of our circumstance. Hallelujah. And for God, for he is good, amen, and his mercy endureth forever. And then when you start lifting them up, amen, God will come to your circumstance, amen. God will get in the midst of your situation. If you begin just to give him some praise, all he needs, just praise me for it, I give you more. Come on, I'll open up the windows of heaven, and I'll start pouring out you a blessing. If you would just praise me, if you would just praise me. All God wants is someone to look to him, amen. Praise God. God wants to be needed, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. He wanted somebody to praise him. He created mankind. What did he create? He created mankind to give him praise, amen. And he created you to give him praise, amen. And that was the thing of creation in the first place, that God created us, amen, so that we could praise him. And so what he wanted from us, he wanted what was in heaven, amen, to come to the earth, amen. Hallelujah. All that was going on in heaven, he wanted it to go on in the earth. So he sent man down from heaven to the earth so that man, amen, could demonstrate the thing that is in heaven, he could demonstrate it here on earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we have to recognize that when we talk about being a God, Adam was made the God of this earth. He was created to be God of the earth.
Amen.
He was created to have dominion over the earth. That means Adam was to have the power. He was supposed to be the ruler here on earth, amen. That's who God created us, to be the ruler here on earth, amen. And by being ruler on the earth, amen, he was supposed to demonstrate God here on earth, to have dominion over things, amen. Have power over, have rulership over, amen. But Adam fell, and then the devil became the god of this world. He didn't come God of the earth. He became the God of this world, amen. He took control. But Jesus came down, amen, and gave us that control back, amen. Put it back in our hands, amen. And then God said, if you down there, you begin to praise me, I work for you. When you need something, you ask me, I'll do it for you, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm here to uplift you. I'm here to do for you. Hallelujah. And so thank God that God has restored back what we lost. Hallelujah. I just want to tell you, we've been restored. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I like to turn to 2 Corinthians today, and I don't know if I'm going to use all of it, but verse 1 through 9, I believe. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, bless the word, and Lord, help me to be able to release it, Lord, that ears might hear, and eyes might see, and hearts might understand. And I want to thank you for your presence to do it today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise God, praise God. 2 Corinthians, amen. Let's see, chapter 1. Hallelujah. Well, I said 2 Corinthians. Now, hold on. It might be 1 Corinthians. Hallelujah. All right. Amen. I'm going to start here at verse 8 here because hey, look, it's 1 Corinthians right quick. Y'all hold on a minute. We're going to get it just a minute here. Hallelujah. But, y'all just, I'm turning here. Y'all give me a little time here, amen. All right, 2 Corinthians. I'm going to read from, I'm going to start at verse 3 here, amen. It's all right? Amen. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort, who comfort us in all our tribulation, that we might be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted. For as the suffering of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounded by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same suffering, which we also suffer, or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the suffering, so shall ye be of the consolation. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despised even a life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in the God which raised the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and do deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I like to draw attention to verse 9 there when he said that we should not trust in ourselves. Amen. Praise God. And I like to talk about self-reliance. Amen. Self-reliance. Self-reliance. What did he say? We're not going to trust what? In ourselves, but we're going to trust what? We're going to trust in the living God. Hallelujah. This is the thing. When we talk about self-reliance, amen, when you talk about self-reliance, it's one who depends on oneself. Amen. He depends on his own power. He depends on his own resources rather than God. Huh? He's self-confident. Amen. He depends on his own ability to carry out, to bring in, to do whatever. He's just looking at himself, amen. That means that he has reliance on self. And one thing that God always wants to get us away from, having reliance on self. And see, the problem has been for generation and generations that ever since the fall of Adam, Adam was started looking at himself, amen. Praise God. You see, in the beginning, his focus was not on himself to do anything, but his focus was on God to do it. Huh? See, when we have self-reliance, we're talking about we're in a state of pride because it's what I can do, amen. It's not what God can do for me, but I can do it myself. You know how we are, amen. I can do this by myself. I don't need nobody to tell me nothing, amen. I can do it on my own. I don't need no help from nobody. I can do it myself. You see, that's self-reliance, amen. Everybody needs somebody, amen, to be there for them at some time. This is why even God says, what? Two are better than one. And the reason he said two are better than one, because if one fall down, the other one can lift him up. Amen. Praise God. But I can't rely on myself. I need some help. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to realize that we need help. Amen. And we need help from God. You see, let me tell you about a person that is, when you say self-reliant. A person that is self-reliant is a person that don't pray. The unpraying person, amen, is not a person that's relying on God, amen. I mean, he's relying on himself, amen. I can get myself through this, amen. I can overcome this on my own, amen. I can make it all by myself, amen. Praise God. That's a person who's self-reliant. They're just relying on themselves and not realizing, amen, that we draw strength from God through prayer, amen. And see, God is our strength. And God is my strength. If I'm relying on my own strength, I'm not going to make it. If I'm relying on my own strength, I'm not going to get through this thing, amen. If I rely on my own strength, I'm not going to overcome the thing that I'm dealing with. I can't overcome because what? I'm self-reliant. Hallelujah. So see, we have to realize that God is our strength, amen. And because God is our strength, I have to draw strength from my source. God is my source. See, I don't have no other resources, amen, to draw strength to me, amen. Vain is to help a man. That's what the Bible said, amen. So don't trust in man, but what? Trust in the living God. You see, this is what's wrong with the world today. They want to be self-reliant. God has not always been their thoughts, amen. Hallelujah. And it's just like the wicked. God is not in their thoughts because what? They're relying on their self. Amen. The Bible says it's not in a man to direct his own steps. So man needs some direction. Amen. If it's not in me, amen, to direct myself, then I can't be self-reliant on just what I know. Amen. I've got to get knowledge from God. This is knowledge comes from God. You can't rely on yourself, and you can't do it by yourself. It's vain to think you can do everything by yourself because you need somebody to lift you up, amen. You need an uplift, amen. And God is the one that uplifts. This is why Jesus came up to take us from being down to lift us up, amen, because we needed help, amen. We couldn't save ourselves, amen. We couldn't lift ourselves up by our bootstraps, amen, if they said, because we didn't even have bootstraps to lift ourselves up by. But it was God that lifted us up, amen. And it's God that continues to lift us up, amen. But we got so many people self-reliant, and lost people are self-reliant. They think they can save themselves. But I thank God that I know I can't save myself. I know I can't direct myself, amen. I have to call on God to get some help because there's some things I don't know, amen. Hallelujah. And because I don't know them, I got to go to my resource. God is a resource. He's a present help in the time of need, amen. And so if you're just going to try to do it on your own, you're always going to be pressed down. Yeah. Hallelujah. You're always going to be defeated in everything that you do, amen. Yeah. It's because you're trying to do it on your own. And so what Paul was trying to say here, amen, that even though I'm going through all the things that I'm going through, I'm not relying on myself through that. It is God that's going to take me through this, amen. I'm not relying on myself to get delivered. It is God that is going to deliver me. You see, well, we got to get away from that self-reliance. And a person don't pray. It's a person that's relying on his own strength. He's relying on himself.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. You have to recognize, too, you know, that even in, I think, Matthew chapter 17, it was talking about Jesus gave Peter and them the power to go out. I want you to go out and lay hand on the sick. I want you to raise the dead. I want you to free to give. If I have given, free to give, and I want you to go out. But he told them in Matthew 17, he said, don't take nothing with you. Don't take no purse. Don't take no money. Amen. Praise God. Don't take nothing. Amen. I just want you to go out there by yourself. I want to demonstrate to you my provision. Amen. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hey, you see, when you rely on yourself and rely on God's provision, you know, see, God always sent you out there and he's trying to teach us how to not to rely on ourselves. Amen. When we say what? That man does not live by the bread alone, but every word of God, he said, don't just rely on the bread to keep you alive, but it's my word that keeps you alive. You can't rely on yourself. Not just bread by itself, amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. And so when they went out, he was trying to teach them something, amen. How not to rely on himself. He wanted to demonstrate to them how he provides for people, amen. I want to teach you that so that you don't depend on yourself. You don't depend on yourself where you're going to get the money from. You don't depend on yourself where you're going to get the food from. But I want you to depend on me. See, God puts us in circumstance so he can teach us not to rely on ourselves. Hallelujah. This is what we talk about faith, amen. You got to have faith in God to believe that God will provide, amen. And so he sent them out, and he made sure that they was taken care of, amen. And so they wouldn't have the mindset, I've got to depend on myself to make it. I got to depend on myself. I got to depend on my money. But your money can't deliver. You can't even depend on your money, amen. Because one thing for sure, money can't deliver you from your oppression, amen. Hallelujah. Money can't give you joy. Hallelujah. You might have money to buy stuff, but stuff don't make you happy, amen. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And so even though if your resource is not God, you got the wrong resource today, amen. God is your resource, amen. Hallelujah. You got to depend on God. Say, whatever it is that I'm going through, it is my God that is going to deliver me. And my resources is God. My resources is not faith, but my resources is God. I got to depend on God to bring it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So whatever it is that I'm going through, I can't rely on myself. So he was teaching them, don't rely on yourself, rely on me, amen. Come on. And see, this is what he was trying to teach Israel when he took them out in the wilderness.
Amen.
And the reason he took them out in the wilderness like that, where there was nothing, amen, hallelujah,
amen.
Praise God. So they can realize that, you know, we got some money, but we can't buy what we need. Hallelujah. That there's no, we got money, but you can't buy no food with it. Amen. Hallelujah. You got some money, but you can't buy no water out here. Amen. I want to teach you, now. I want you to get you away from relying on yourself, and I want to teach you how to rely on me. Amen. And so I'll provide some bread out there in the middle of the wilderness, amen. Hallelujah. I give you manna from on high, amen. Praise God. I give you some water out of a rock. If you just depend on me, amen, I give you the water out of the rock. But you see, I got you here because I'm trying to teach you faith.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
and so sometimes God might allow you to be homeless for a while, amen. It might allow you to be without a house for a while, amen. Praise God. Might have you where you without a job for a while, amen. But he's trying to, you didn't know why that was going on. But God was trying to teach you how to rely on me when you didn't have no job, amen. I had somebody to put a little money in your pocket, amen. When you didn't have no food, amen. I want to show you my supply. You see, the only way you see God's supply, he has to put you in a condition, amen, where you can recognize that I can't depend on myself.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He's trying to get you away from relying on yourself.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That you might put your faith in him, amen. But it's faith in God, amen, that's going to get you through this, amen. Ah, through these hard times, amen, that is coming, amen. He said, I'm going to get you through it, amen. Hallelujah. Through the troubles that's coming your way, amen. I'm going to get you through it, amen. And I allow the trouble, see the trouble that's coming, amen, to teach you how to rely on God.
Yes.
Because as long as you can go back and pick up something and get something, you won't depend on God for it, amen. You'll be looking at what your own resources, amen, and how you're going to make it with your own resources. So sometimes God has to let things happen to teach you how to rely on God, because he'll put you in a place where you don't have choice.
Yes. Amen.
I don't have no choice but to depend on God for what I need. I can't nobody else give it to me. Only God can give it to me. Amen. So Paul was saying here, I'm going through these troubles. I'm going through this struggle that I'm in. But I'm relying on God. I can't depend on myself. Self-reliance. Amen. We need to get rid of it. Amen. Your money can't save you. Amen. Hallelujah. When you go up to the hell, amen, money can't buy you out of this, amen. Hallelujah. You can't weave your way out of this, amen. Hallelujah. But my money can't give you salvation, amen. It can give you, might give you a lot of things, but it can't give you what you really need. Only God can give you what you need. He made it that way. He fixed it that way. And this is the problem with the world today. They walking in self-reliance. This is why men won't serve God. This is why men won't accept God, because they're dependent on their own self in order to make it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's get some scripture. 2 Corinthians, amen. Praise God. 3 and 5. Hallelujah. Y'all go with me here with the word here. Because, you see, Paul had to learn this, amen, you know. He had to teach him that. And see, the reason God put us through that, so that when other people get in the same situation, we can tell them, amen, come on, man, you can rely on God for this, amen. I was hungry one day, amen, and he fed me, amen. I was broke one day, but he gave me some money, amen. He allowed somebody else to give me some money, amen. I went through all of this, but God was there for me. So he allows you to go through things so that you can be able to help somebody else who's going through the same thing. See, we don't like it that way, amen. what else? 2 Corinthians 3 and 5? Listen what he says here. Amen. I start at verse 4. And such trust we have through Christ to God, what? Not that we are sufficient, what? We're not sufficient of ourselves. Not being sufficient means that we don't have enough. So you can't to think anything, what? We're not sufficient to think anything of ourselves, but what? But where's our sufficient at? Our sufficient is of God. Come on now, amen. I don't have enough, amen. I don't have enough strength. I don't have enough power, amen. I don't have the ability, amen, to do these things. And so Paul realized, I'm not relying on myself, but my sufficiency is of God. That God is enough, amen. He's more than enough, amen. Praise God. He can get me through this. He'll get me over this, amen. Hallelujah. I can't depend on myself. So our sufficiency is not of ourselves. You need sufficiency. And God is sufficient, amen. Hallelujah. God is sufficient, amen. He's more than enough, amen. Hallelujah. Is he more than enough, amen? He created everything, amen. He made everything, amen. He can do all things, amen. And even as Jesus said, God made everything subject to him.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
He made everything subject to himself, amen. Hallelujah. And so he's sufficient, amen. I'm not sufficient. I know I don't have enough. I don't have enough righteousness to make it, amen, on my own. I don't have enough holiness on my own to make it, amen. Hallelujah. I don't have enough, amen. I don't have enough knowledge to make it on my own, amen. I don't have enough. I'm not sufficient, amen. And because I know I'm not sufficient, then I've got to rely on what God did and not on myself. We're not sufficient enough to think anything of ourselves. Look at us. We're nothing but flesh. Mm-hmm. That man is flesh and not spirit. Amen. He's nothing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You see, only the reason we are who we are is because of the grace of God. Hallelujah. It's not what I've done on my own, but it's by the grace of God that makes me who I am, and it's God that makes me sufficient enough to have enough, to be enough, amen. You see, I couldn't be a son of God on my own because it's not within me to become that. But what is that? When Jesus came, John chapter 1, I think it's in verse 11, as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become, because man couldn't become on his own. We're not sufficient enough to think anything of ourselves. You know how we are. We walk around and think that we got it all together. Well, I got money. Well, money ain't going to save you. Hallelujah. I heard a rich man say that, yeah, I worked all my life to become a millionaire. And I became a millionaire. I had plenty of money, amen. But when it came time for my suffering, when it came time for my sickness, I couldn't pay nobody to take my sickness from me. Hallelujah. I couldn't pay nobody to take the pain from me. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I couldn't pay nobody to give me some peace.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I couldn't pay nobody to give me, even though I got all of this money, but money wasn't sufficient. Hey, money ain't sufficient, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I couldn't pay nobody to deliver me from the stuff that I was going through, even though I had plenty of money. You see, money is not sufficient.
Amen.
See, that means he thought his resources was going to save him in the end. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. But his resources couldn't do anything for him. His money couldn't do nothing for him. His friends couldn't do nothing for him. That sometimes you get to a place that even the doctor can't do anything for you.
Amen. Amen.
And when I get to a place where the doctors can't do it for me, then I need my resources. I say, God is my resource, amen, hallelujah. And God is sufficient, amen, in all things, amen. And so I've got to draw from God, amen, when I need help in this, when my mind is complicated, amen. I've got to have some help to straighten my mind out. You know how it is. You can take some pills and they'll space you out. You know how you do. You can go all to that stuff, but he said, your sufficiency is of God.
Amen.
It's not within yourself, amen. And so stop thinking all this of yourself.
Yes.
Stop thinking because, you know, I'm a black man. Stop thinking about it, I'm a white man. Stop thinking about it, I'm a yellow man. Stop thinking about whether I'm a red man. Amen. Hallelujah. Those things are not going to get you there. It's not in the color that makes you who you are.
Amen.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So my sufficiency has to come from God.
Mm-hmm.
God is enough. Amen. Hallelujah. He's more than enough. Amen. Yeah, he can do anything. Amen. And so we got to stop being self-reliant on what you can do.
That's right.
You can't save yourself.
No.
And this is what it goes back to Romans chapter 10. Let's get some scripture for it, amen. Romans chapter 10, verse 1 through 4. Hallelujah. Because a lot of people, you know, they're thinking because it's them. Who I am in the flesh. They're going around bragging about their flesh. You know how that's going. I'm not against that now. I'm trying to say now. What's being said is truth. But it's not within you to save yourself. You need some help. It's not enough to be Abraham's seed.
Come on,
man. According to the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
It's not enough.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Huh? Just being Abraham's seed is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to be Abraham's seed because I do have promises according to the flesh.
Yes.
He's going to give me some land. Mm-hmm. That was the promise to the flesh, wasn't it?
Yep.
I'm going to give you some land, amen.
Yep.
But the land we go on to, amen, it's a different land, type of land, amen. Well, where we going, amen, we're going to a place that's been made new, amen. What is that? Heaven and earth is going to pass away, amen. It's going to pass away in fear, fervor, and heat, amen. Praise God. There's going to be a new heaven, and there's going to be a new earth, amen, so we can dwell on. So we don't want the old land, amen. We want this new land, and then the sufficient in ourselves is not to attain it.
Hallelujah.
You can't obtain that place on your own.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Romans chapter 10. Notice what Paul says here. He's trying to let people know. It's not in you now. It's just not in you. You're not sufficient enough. He says, brethren, my heart and desire and prayer for God of Israel is that they might be saved. I want them to be saved. Amen. I'm praying for Israel. I'm praying for, what he said, I'm praying for Israel that they what? I want them to be saved. But I don't want Israel to think just because. They of Israel, that they are saved. Come on, somebody, amen. I don't want them to think that because they of Israel, they saved just because they of Israel. Because you're looking at the flesh now, amen. Hallelujah. You got to be a spiritual Israel, amen. You got to be a spiritual Jew in order for your salvation to take place. To go to the new kingdom, amen. Amen. You might go back to the land, but you won't go to the kingdom that God has for us in these last days,
amen.
You won't be in the kingdom of God, amen. You might be in the kingdom of this world, but you won't be in the kingdom of God. So it's not in you just because of who you say you are. So Paul said, I want them to get saved. I want them to get saved also, amen. Huh? But I don't want them to be relying on themselves in order to make it in, amen. What is that? We're not sufficient within ourselves, amen. He said, brother, my heart and desire for God of Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God. It's not that they're not zealous of God. They're going around, they want everybody to know who we are. We're children of Israel, amen. We're Israelites, amen. Aren't we Israelites? Yeah, we're going around. We're saying that, amen. But that's just not enough. It's not in you. You got to have something in you. What did Jesus say? You must be born again.
Again, yes.
Hallelujah. Huh? If you're still in your flesh, Jesus said in Romans, I mean in John chapter 8, you are of your father the devil. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you are of your father, the devil.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's what Jesus said about him, ain't that what he said? Because if you was Abraham's seed, you would do the works of Abraham. Abraham believed God.
Uh-huh.
Abraham and Sarah didn't have the sufficient within themselves. Sarah didn't have the sufficient in themselves. She didn't have enough, amen, to give birth to a child as old as she was, amen, praise God. So therefore, it had to be by faith, amen. Abraham was an old man, amen. The sufficient, he know he didn't have enough. He didn't have enough within himself to be able to produce what God said. So he had to depend on God, amen, for this thing to take place, amen. So we've got to depend on God, amen, to bring us through this thing, to get us through this thing, because we're not sufficient. Sarah wasn't sufficient to have a baby.
That's right. Now be careful.
You are not sufficient, amen, to have your own righteousness, amen. You get what I'm trying to say? What did Isaiah, I think Isaiah 64 and 4, Isaiah 65 and 5, what did he say, amen? For your righteousness is filthy rag. It's not in you. You don't have nothing in you to offer before God. You don't have anything to offer up to God. You can't offer up no righteousness to God because it's not in you. And you're trying to be sufficient. You're trying to say you got enough. You're trying to say that you're self-reliant. How can you be self-reliant and you have nothing to offer God?
Amen.
How can I rely on me just because of what color I am? Hallelujah. Are y'all with me here? Amen. Huh? You can't go around bragging about who you are. If you're going to brag about anything, it's who you are in Christ. It's not who you are in the flesh, amen, but it's who you are in Christ Jesus. That is why you need Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. You need to be born again of water and of spirit, because it is the spirit that makes you who you are.
Amen.
You see so many going around today that don't believe it. Well, I got enough. I just been baptized. What do? You have the Holy Ghost? You don't have enough. It was the spirit that made Jesus who he was. Hallelujah. It wasn't his flesh that made Jesus who he was. Amen. It was the spirit that made him who he was. Amen. What did he say? That which is flesh, and then that which is spirit is spirit. He said, I didn't come here to talk about my flesh, but I came to talk about the one that is on the inside of me. It is him that is on the inside of me that makes me fit, efficient, sufficient enough to be in the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And even he said, in myself, I can't do nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But it's the Father that is in me that do the work. He does the changing, amen. Praise God. He make up the difference, amen. Hallelujah. He's the one that gives me enough. It's the Holy Spirit, people, amen, that makes you sufficient to attain the kingdom of God, nothing else. And everybody going around, well, I don't need the Holy Spirit. Well, you're on your own.
Yeah.
If the power of God hadn't been in Jesus, he would have been on his own. But how do you know that God is with you? Because he gave you his spirit. That's how you know, amen. He gave you his spirit so you could become. As many as believe, know what I said, to as many as believed on him, to them he gave power to become. So all the believers, everybody that will believe on him, he gives them the power to become, because it's not within themselves, because they are not self-sufficient.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you.
God made it when you're going to need him to make it. And you can't get it there by yourself, amen. Go back to the scripture here, amen. They have a zeal of God. Now they're working hard now. Even Apostle Paul himself, in the beginning, before he was saved, wasn't he working hard? Wasn't he going by killing people? Wasn't he putting people in jail? Because of what? He had a great zeal. He was trying to do the will of God, but he wasn't trying to do the will of God the right way. So he put people in jail and bound them and all until he saw the light. Come on, somebody. You got to see the light, amen. Hallelujah. He saw a light shining from heaven in the ninth chapter of the book of Acts on Damascus Road. He saw a light, amen, and it opened up his understanding. You see, he knew the word, amen. He knew the word. It wasn't that he didn't know the word, because what? He was a Pharisee. He had been taught by the best teacher, amen. Hallelujah. He sat at the feet of Gamaliel. He was a Hebrew of the Hebrews, amen. Hallelujah. That touched the law, he was made perfect. But he still, after all of that, he still saw that what? He still wasn't sufficient. He didn't have enough. He couldn't rely on his own righteousness, amen. That's what it says here. They have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Romans chapter 10 and 3. For they being ignorant, know what it says? They being ignorant of God's righteousness. See what it is, that people are ignorant of God's righteousness.
Yeah.
They're trying to go out and they're going about trying to establish their own righteousness. And they think their own righteousness is enough. Well, you know, I don't eat no shrimp and I don't eat no pork and you know, I don't cut my beard off I don't know all the things that we go about. What are we doing? We're trying to establish our own righteousness in these things, amen. I keep the Feast of Passover. I keep Pentecost. Amen. I wash my hands just right. I wear the right kind of clothes. Amen. You're doing all those things, but you're doing those things within yourself, and all that you do within yourself is still not enough.
Amen.
What did Jesus say about it? Except your righteousness exceed the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of God. And the only way your righteousness can exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees is we got to accept the righteousness which is in Christ Jesus, because Jesus was the only one that was able to keep the perfect law, and his righteousness exceeded the law, amen. His righteousness kept the law, and because I have faith in what he did, my righteousness is of him and not of myself.
Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. That's where my righteousness is at.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have none.
Right.
So how can I depend on myself and rely on myself for righteousness when I don't have none to offer, amen? I've got to depend on Jesus, amen. I believe that what he did on the cross was enough, amen. And when he hung up on the cross, the day that he hung on the cross, he said, it's finished, amen. I've done everything necessary for you, amen, to become a child of God. I've done everything necessary for you to have righteousness, amen. I've done everything that necessary for you to make it in, and I'm dependent on what he did, not what I do. That's where my faith is. My faith is in God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hmm? See, this is what it's all about. It's about your faith being in God.
Yes,
or who God says that I am, amen. If God says, amen, that I am. And I am that I am, what? By the grace of God. It means that God did it and not I didn't do it.
Hallelujah.
Myself.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
So they're going about trying to establish their own righteousness.
Yes,
and have not submitted to the righteousness of God.
Yes.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
Praise God. But notice what it says. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. I've got to accept this righteousness, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not self-sufficient, amen. That all that I have got to come from somebody. Hallelujah. Praise God. So keeping the law, amen. Amen. It's good to keep it, amen. Nothing wrong with it, amen. But that's still not sufficient. It's not enough, amen. Hallelujah. It's not enough to have one part and then not have the other. He said, except you be born of water and the Spirit. So a lot of people have been born of the water, but they haven't been born of the Spirit. You're still lacking. Come on. You don't have enough. Come on, somebody, amen. You don't have enough. You need the Holy Spirit, amen. It's the Spirit that does the work, amen. And he that began, what is Philippians chapter 2? But he that began the good work in you, what, is going to perform what? Until the day of Christ. So it's the Spirit that's performing things for you, not you doing it yourself. They haven't submitted. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go to the book of, amen. I want to get the scriptures out here, amen. Praise God. I got another one, amen. Praise God. Titus chapter 3 and 5. Hallelujah. Let's see how God, see, I'm depending on what God does for me, not what I do for myself. See, many a time the people put everything on your back. See, that was the law, put the weight on their back, amen.
Amen.
Put it out on your back, amen.
Amen.
So that you can carry it out, amen. But thank God that God put it on his own back, amen. He put it on the back of Jesus, amen. He put everything on Jesus. I'm trying to say your sin was put upon Jesus. Titus 3 and 5. Let's see how it really happened, amen. Because, well, I'm not self-sufficient, amen. So I got to have some help in order to get through this thing, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How did he say, well? Let's listen at it. Listen, what did you say, sister?
not by works of righteousness.
Notice what he said. We weren't saved by the work of our own righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
I know we don't like to hear that sometimes, but that's still what the word said. I didn't say it. It's what God said, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Maybe somebody putting some loads on my back that I shouldn't be on me, amen. I'm not trusting in myself. You think I'm trusting in myself to make it in? You got to be kidding me, amen. I might, you think I don't even trust myself, amen. And then how God going to trust me and I don't trust myself? Huh? I know y'all might trust yourselves, but I don't, amen. Praise God. I don't even like to be around. Sometimes I have to keep myself from around certain things because I don't trust myself. Sometimes I don't go certain places. Not that the place don't bother me, but I don't trust myself at the place, amen. And so I keep myself away from it. And the reason I keep myself away from it because, well, I know it's not in me to restrain myself. If somebody's going to restrain me from something, it's going to have to be God, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Titus, let's see, 3 and 5, let's see. Let me read verse 4 too. Titus 3 and 4. But after that the kindness of the love of God our Savior toward men appeared, his love appeared for us. And because he saw that we weren't able, he saw that we didn't have enough, he knew that we couldn't do it, amen. He knew we couldn't keep the law, amen. He knew we was going to be a breaker of it, amen. And so he said, well, since they can't do it, I'm going to do it for them. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Isn't that right? Amen. He saw what we couldn't do. And so he came down and sinned for like flesh, amen, and fulfilled his own law just so we could be made righteous. Hallelujah. Because he knew it wasn't in man to be able to do it.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
But after the kindness of the love of God. Come on. I said it was the love of God that gave it to me, amen. I got it because God loved me, amen. I'm sufficient because I'm in God's love. I'm not sufficient because I'm in myself, amen, or I'm relying on myself. I'm sufficient because God made me sufficient.
Hallelujah.
When we say 99 and a half won't do, you are so correct with 99 and a half won't do, but God made you 100. You didn't make yourself 100. You could never make 100. You can't make yourself without spot or wrinkle or any such thing.
Amen.
It's only God can make you without a spot or a wrinkle or any such thing. Amen.
Amen.
What does the scripture say? Unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To him that is able, not me.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm able because he did it for me.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
He said that after the kindness of the love of God, his Savior, toward all men appear, not by works of righteousness which we have done. It's not what we have done, but it's what he did upon the tree. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How he walked before God. When he went before Pilate, amen. Pilate said, I don't find no fault in this man, amen. He was judged there. He was tested. And he was found to be pure. He was found to be innocent, amen. He was found not breaking God's law, amen. And because of his righteousness, hallelujah, his righteousness has become my righteousness. And therefore, I am sufficient because of his righteousness, not mine.
Glory, Lord. Glory, glory. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Not by works of righteousness which we have done.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
But according to his mercy, he saved us. Hallelujah. It had to be mercy. Because he knew we were, you know, mercy is when you're being given something you don't deserve. Hallelujah. He had mercy on us, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He had mercy on you, amen. We were saved by mercy. Not by the works of righteousness, but mercy, amen. Not by what we've done, but mercy. It's something that he gave us.
Yes.
It's the gift of righteousness. How he said it was a gift, amen. He gave you the gift of righteousness, amen. Through what? through the blood of Jesus, amen. That was a gift to you. Righteousness is a gift by the blood of Jesus, amen. Salvation is a gift, hallelujah, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and not through ourselves.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according by the washing and the regeneration and what? And the renewing of the Holy Ghost. The spirit being renewed in you, amen. Hallelujah. This is what the born again is. Being born again is when the spirit is being renewed in you, and you just got to recognize now who you are. And whatever I claim today, I don't claim on my own. I claim because of Jesus. He's the one gave me the victory, amen. He got the victory for me, amen. And because of his victory, what? I have victory, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And because of his presence that's on the inside of me, even though I couldn't do it, but now because of the spirit of God that is in you, I can do all things. Through what? The Holy Ghost that is in me. Hallelujah. See, when you wasn't sufficient enough, you didn't have enough, he gave you something. He said, well, what you need, sister? What you need, brother? I'm going to give you something. I'm going to give you enough. I know you can't do it on your own, but I'm going to give you something to help you along the way, amen. Come on, I'm saying it's the Holy Spirit that helps you and give you sufficiency so that you would have enough, amen, to be who God said you to be. How? By the washing and the regeneration. What? Of the Holy Ghost, amen. And which he shed abundant on the. How did we get it? We got it through Christ. That everything that we have and everything that we get it through Christ, amen. We get it through the Christ, amen. Hallelujah. How is it that? If any man be in Christ, he's a what? He's a new creation. And what? Old things have passed away. And behold, I have become a new person.
Amen.
Not because of what I did, but well, what he did, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And my faith, your faith is in what he did.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Galatians chapter 3 said, what did Paul say he was talking about? He said, the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, amen. And so what is he saying about the life that you now live? The way you are living and what you are living now, you're not living it because of yourself, but you're living because you had faith in Christ Jesus, amen. This is the life that new life we're living. We're living a new life because of it is God that gave us that new life.
Amen. Thank you,
Jesus. I came to give life.
Yes.
I came to give up my life, amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You see, what everything in Christ now, what? He took your place, amen. Come on, amen. And yeah, I was a sinner, but he took my place, amen. I was wretched, but he took my place, amen. I was dying, but he took my place. And everything, what? He took my place. He died in my place. So what? I can live in his place, amen. He took my sin, amen. And he gave me his righteousness. You see, he all did it. He did it. He took my place in all of these things. And now, what? He's taken my place. His place is in my life. And now I'm not living my life. I'm living his life.
Hallelujah.
He took your place, amen, so you can be. He died in your place, amen.
Hallelujah.
He took, I should have been beaten, but he took my place, hallelujah. I should have went to hell, but what? He took my place. Did he go down there? Did he go all the way to the lowest hell, amen, and was raised on the third day? I should have went there, amen. But he took my place. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
I didn't have it enough to raise myself up. So I can't rely on myself, amen. I got to rely on the Christ that is in me. I got to rely on Jesus, hallelujah. My faith is in the blood. My faith is in what he will do for me and not what I can do for myself. Stop relying on yourself, amen. Stop relying on yourself, amen. Praise God. Ephesians 2 and 8, Sister Paige. And sister, you get me 2 Corinthians chapter 4 after you read that, 7 Corinthians chapter 7 and 4. Then we're going to finish this up, amen. I'm not sufficient, amen. Come on, stop trying to be sufficient in yourself. Read.
Well, by grace, you have been saved.
Come on, how are we saved there?
By grace.
Yeah. So if I'm saved by grace, it's not in me. But it's by God, amen.
Yes.
By grace are you saved. What?
For by grace you have been saved through faith.
How are we saved? We're saved through faith. See, I'm saying, see, faith said that what? God is my sufficiency, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Faith said that what? I believe what he did, amen.
Amen.
I believe what he said he was going to do, amen. My faith is in what he said he would do for me, amen, and not what I would do myself. So by grace, we are saved, huh? Through faith.
Through faith.
Uh-huh.
And then not of ourselves.
Here we go again. That's that word again. What? Not of yourself. So what was my topic, amen? I'm not relying on myself. But what? Read on. Finish that. Do that over again, sister.
Have been saved through faith.
Uh-huh.
And that not of yourself, it is a gift of God.
What did God say? It's not of myself, but what? It's a gift of God. So I'm not relying on myself.
Yeah.
It's not of myself, amen. That's what he's trying to say. It's not of me, but it's what? It's of God, amen. 4 and 7.
2 Corinthians 4 and 7,
amen. Talk about some treasures.
We have this treasure in earthen vessels.
We have this treasure in earthen vessels. Are we earthen vessels? Let me God put it in us. What did he do? He put his spirit in us, amen. Hallelujah. That was the promise of the Father, what? That he was going to put his spirit in us. And it because it's the spirit that is in you. That's the treasure. Read on.
And that essence of the power may be of God and not of us.
I want the power to be of who?
God.
I want the power to be of who?
God.
I want the power to be of God and what?
God himself.
Is that what it says?
Amen.
The power is of God.
Amen.
Because, see, it wasn't in us to do everything correctly, amen. It just seemed to be impossible, amen. And so God had to send his son to do it for us. And then everybody, well, you know, if we don't have no grace, I quit.
Amen.
I quit.
Yeah,
if there's no grace, I quit. I'm going to have me some fun.
Amen.
I know it ain't, what I said, it's not in me.
Yeah.
And the reason I say I quit, you know, because I go down the road and somebody get in front of me, I have a bad thought. I'd like to kill that nigga right there. You know, I'm not supposed to be thinking like that. Huh? You know, I quit. I might as well quit. If it ain't grace, I may as well quit.
Amen.
I get angry and want to kill somebody. I might. You too.
Amen.
You want to hit somebody upside the head. Amen. You too.
Amen.
You better thank God for grace. Now, y'all know how it is. We're just trying to be honest. Amen.
Amen.
We're trying to be upright. All we don't have right, we're trying to get our hearts right, amen. Hallelujah. I'm trying to stop getting angry over every little thing, amen. I'm trying to stop not disliking folks. I'm trying to stop. I'm trying to get over it, amen. But my sufficiency, I still can't look at myself. I still got to look at the grace of God that was shed in abundant above me because my sufficiency is of God.
Yeah.
I can't use that as an excuse to sin. Now, we got to stop using grace as an excuse to sin.
That's right.
A lot of times we like to make grace an excuse to do wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get drunk tonight. Grace will get me. One of these days you're not going to get back.
Amen.
One of these days something's going to happen to you. and you ain't going to be able to repent. One of these days, you're going to be just like Esau was, amen. And he sold his birthright, and then when he wanted back, amen, he sought it with tears, strong tears. He cried all night and day, but he couldn't find it within himself. It didn't say he couldn't find it in God now. He couldn't find repentance in himself.
That's right. Amen.
Time is running out now for you that is online and you that is on Facebook or you that are on the line today. Stop relying on yourself and rely on God. Huh? See, one thing with God, you can't have power with God without praying to God. You can't have power with God without having a relationship with God. Huh? So if you know that you're insufficient, amen, you don't have enough, then I need to get a relationship with the one who does.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And if you're not in relationship with God today, online, Facebook, you need to get a relationship with the God that is enough. Mm-hmm. Unto him that is able to what? Do abundant and above all that we can ask or think, amen. God can go beyond your own natural mind, amen. Hallelujah. And what you thought you couldn't do on your own, you can do it through God because you're not sufficient in yourself. You can't give yourself joy. You can't give yourself peace. You can't give yourself righteousness. You're not sufficient. Amen. You don't have enough. You can't rely on yourself. You can't rely on your flesh. Amen. Hallelujah. Paul said, I'm one of those that can rely on my flesh, but because according to the law, I was blameless. But nevertheless, he said, amen, I count all of those stuff I had done myself. I count all that stuff but dung that I might win Christ.
Glory.
If you said you're a Hebrew, he said, I was a Hebrew's other Hebrews. Hallelujah. I wasn't just a Hebrew. I was more educated than all of y'all. But I didn't rely on my flesh. I had to rely on God. If there's somebody today, you're not born again today, you need to be saved today, you need to be healed. Healing don't take place on its own. You need God, amen. You need the power of God. And so we want to invite you today. If you're online, you want to be saved today, put your name on the list there. If you're online today, you want to be saved, just say, I want to be saved. If you need prayer today, amen. We want to pray for you if you need prayer. If you're lost, amen. Well, this is all about being saved. We want you to come to Jesus today. Amen. The reason we want you to come to Jesus, I want you to know you're not sufficient in yourself. You need some help to make it in. If there's somebody today. If there's no one today, amen. Let us stand, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know I forget about the money all the time, amen. We need some money, y'all, amen. Amen. Not trying to tell you, we're not sufficient on our own to have enough money to do everything we need to do. So I'm depending on God to touch you, amen, so you'll help us out. Amen. Lord, I'm looking to you for our money today, amen. Bless those people, Lord, that they might give. And Lord, If you lay it on their heart to give, they can send it to CareChurchInc@gmail.com, amen. They can send it to PayPal or Cash App, amen. CareChurchInc@gmail.com, PayPal, Cash App. And then, nevertheless, you can send it to Zelle, amen. And we appreciate any donation you give, amen. God said, you give and it shall be given you. What? Pressed down, shaken together. God gives back what you give him. Amen. Hallelujah. If you know you don't have enough, you give something. That don't sound like the world. It sounds like God. I'm not trusting in the world. I'm trusting in God to provide for me. If I believe God will provide for me, I'm going to give. If there's you online or whoever you are, is there somebody today? Hallelujah. In a testimony, prayer request. Before we go, we're getting ready to go.
Just give it all to God. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good.
Amen.
I had a flat tire, Friday. But I went to go get the flat tire fixed and got pulled over and got scared, but I just gave you a warning or something wrong about the deal.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Anyone else before we get out of here? Yeah, we're having a, what do you call it today? We're having a movie premiere today. Gina has her first premiere movie today. Amen.
Amen.
And we pray God she have many more after this. But it's His truth, her truth, and the truth. Her first movie premiere today. Hallelujah. Come on, God is doing great things. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Any other testimony before we go? Any other thing to say before we go? Oh, jeez. Amen. All right, dear. Come on, take us out of here, Brother Prevost.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you all today for allowing us to come together. We thank you for the word on the day, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we lean on you because we know that we are not sufficient. We thank you, Lord, for picking up our flesh.
Amen.
As we leave this place, we let the devil come your presence. We pray that the Holy Spirit rest through the Bible. We thank you that all of us we come back together again.
Amen.
In your son Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen. 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 God bless y'all. We'll see y'all the next time. Amen.
For the truth.